Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having an old friend back on the show. Doug Barry is a 17-year member of our Brain Trust. We knew him when he worked for the Commerce Department. He was in charge of the exporting part of their world and produced some awesome resources there, including a couple of great books to help small business owners. He's now the director of communications and publications at the U.S.-China Business Council. He's one of our China experts, and he's our good friend. Doug Barry, welcome back.
It was a long time. I started in diapers.
I know. We got you right out of high school. Doug, it's good to have you back. Talk to us. Give us a report on where you think the China-U.S. relations are in terms of overall, not just trade, but overall, where do you think they are today as we still continue to be currently, at least, in the Trump administration? What do you think?
Things are, pretty low, maybe a little higher than a snake's belly, but not by much. And we've got, many, many issues with the Chinese right now, and they have with us. The worrying part is that Chinese investment in the United States, which was going up every year until the year before last, is now almost nothing. And this is, worrying because this brings states a lot of tax revenue. It generates jobs.
But it also wheedles China into our world. Some people hearing you say that would give somebody a high five. They would say that's a good thing if China isn't heavier inside the United States. What do you think? Most people agree that China is not an honest broker. They're not good actors. What do you think?
So you have to take a look at the particular type of investment, and the U.S. government is very worried about investments in high technology.
Yep.
That would lead to the transfer of that technology from the United States back to China. But there's a lot of other kinds of investments that the Chinese do. Some of it is in agricultural areas, some of it's food production, some of it's automotive supply chain, things where national security is not an issue, and it probably brings more benefit to the U.S. than not. And I think what we have to be sort of careful of here is that we as a country have a tendency to demonize our, supposed adversaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality on the ground is much more complicated than that. The U.S.-China commercial relationship is now 46 years old, and it's very complex, and it's also large in the sense that probably about 7 million U.S. jobs depend on U.S.-China trade, that's imports and exports, secondary and tertiary jobs that are involved, and that kind of trade. So it's a significant presence, a significant relationship, and we have to be careful not to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
I think that's a really good point, Doug, for sure. I don't think we need to disengage from China, but I do think, you've been here since then, but you were here last December, and we were talking about, the future of our relationship with China. Neither one of us knew at that point that we were going to get, that one of the things China was going to import to America was a pandemic, a deadly, crippling, disrupting pandemic. And now that we do have that, and now that the evidence seems clear that this could have been avoided, that if China were a true partner with America, they could have helped us avoid this. That's setting our teeth on edge about China for most people, if not the Biden administration. What do you think?
you know, I can't really comment on, you know, how all of this was handled. I can say that the Chinese certainly were late in reporting what was going on there, and not totally above board in the in what they knew and when they knew it, and that's regrettable. And hopefully we can in the future cooperate in a way, because, you know, the pandemics are probably, or the, you know, the causes of the pandemics are not going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really need to prepare now for the next one, because we weren't prepared for the one that's, you know, raging through the country right now.
As I,
one area
as
where,
I've called it, as I've called it, Doug, we got to go to a break, but as I've called it, we got to be ready for COVID-21. One thing that I'm convinced of, folks, this is me, not Doug, we cannot let this go unanswered with China. They have to pay a price, in my opinion, some level of a price for what they did to the world. Quick break, 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.